Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here from Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this 8-part series, Jill and I talk about what to do when sellers begin to call you back based on the letters and offers that you've mailed them. Jill, this is episode 2 of 8, and it's called Seller Called Back on My Offer and They Want More Money. Great show today, as always. Before we start, let's take a call.
You got it. Alex from Chicago called in and asked, I haven't made the jump yet into real estate investing. It's not that my wife and I can't afford it. She's a nurse. I'm a plumber. We can make the jump, perhaps a little easier than some. The problem for me is, I love this, is convincing my wife that real estate can be as good of an investment plan, if not better, than perhaps traditional investment methods like 401k, Roth IRA, and so on. How can I convince her?
Have you noticed, Jill, that the questions get more detailed and more, it's a great thing.
Right?
Used to be like, what's my last name? That was a question.
Right.
But now, no, Alex, this is a great question. Do you want to go first or should I, Jill?
This is kind of more your thing. You're a big planner and big picture person and stuff, Steven. So I like you to take it.
You know, this isn't a past minute. Retirement and IRAs and things like that, they should be included in everyone's or just about everyone's investment portfolio. So this is not a passive. If you're looking for a passive investment vehicle, this is not it. This is a part to full time business opportunity to earn some huge passive income. But it's, you know, you're running a business. And I'm not saying you're working 18 hours a day. You can do it on many. Most of our members just do it on the weekend until they make enough money to quit their jobs. But, you know, to answer your question, Alex, you should do both. But if you're not interested in, running a part-time gig, this is not for you. Mm-hmm. That's a little negative, isn't it, Jill?
Yeah, like, where are you going with that? Just kidding.
I'm just being honest.
It's
not a passive investment vehicle.
You know, it's really good. I mean, I guess the point is here, listen to your wife. You never want to tick off your wife.
Unless you want to be married. That. You're right.
Yeah, you don't want to be married for very long, Alex. Yeah, Alex, dump all that and do this and don't tell her. You know it's better. So there you go. Yeah, if you're not happy with your marriage, this is a good out. So anyway, no, but the bigger picture is, you know, it is hard to have all your eggs in one basket. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. We don't have all our eggs in one basket. You know, it's all within basically real estate base, but it's not all the same kinds and not all. It's a variety of things under a variety of companies, by the way, because we've got to that level. So we have a lot of fallback plans. So you're right, Stephen. Take the ball and run on this. It is a great opportunity. And don't discount your wife. And maybe that's the answer. How can you convince her? By telling her you're not going to jump ship on all those other things. By saying,
that's right.
You know what, babe, here's what we're going to do. And I get it. And you know what? Your gut instinct is telling you this. And you may be right. So we're going to allocate this money for that money for this. This money's going to be for real estate.
That's right.
And this money's for whatever.
That's a much better practical answer and approach to keeping your marriage intact than what
exactly. I said. Exactly. then everybody's happy. So, and then, you know, depending in a perfect world, you know, you'll make some changes as these things grow and whatever, and it's all good. So thank you.
Good.
Okay. So what was our, today is, the seller calls back and wants more money.
So I'm going to set it up. Okay. This is the second show of an 8-part series that Jill and I put together where we talk about what sellers say when they call you back. And they call, so you send a ton of letters out, making offers on a lot of properties. This is what we teach in to our members, and we've been talking about it for quite some time now on the air. Send a lot of offers out. The offer seller receives the offer. They pick up the phone and they call you back, and they have an assortment of responses. Jill and I, just for fun, have categorized them. And this is, I guess, vaguely number 2 of 8. They want more money. What do you do, Jill?
You just up your offer and whatever it is. Just kidding. Okay, so I say, number one, yay, I'm happy that they called back. So that's great. So the first thing I want to find out is it worth it? Because you know what? It might be. So my first thing is ask them why they think that and do your homework.
Well, let me give you some, let's use a raw example. We sent offers out to all the 20-acre properties in Northern Oregon. And we offered $4,000 per 20-acre property that fit within our criteria. A bunch of people call back. And one guy calls back and says, that amount of money, you know, I understand your point. I looked you guys up on the internet. I know you're legit. I want $8,000. And you offered me, what did I just say, Jill?
Four.
You offered me four. I want eight, Jill.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Mr. Jones, thank you. I appreciate you doing your homework and understanding who we are and what we do. And since you did that, you know that I'm a wholesaler. You know, well, let's talk about this. Why do you threw me under the bus here, Stephen. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that at all.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Trying to make it less philosophical and more like, you know, this is really happens all the time. So, and you're a pro, Jill. So, I mean, I didn't mean to do that at all. I'm sorry.
Well, okay. So how about this? If I don't mind, I'm going to jump into my notes and then I might answer your question.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll come back to it.
Okay.
So I offered four, you want eight. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to find out, is it worth it? I'm going to do my homework. There's three possible outcomes here. One is I do up my offer. Maybe I was way wrong. You know, everything else in the area is going for, you know,
so
40.
You check to see if it really is worth eight.
Right.
I see.
Eight by my numbers.
Right.
You know what I mean? There could be a reason that it is. Because when I'm sending out, you know, when you are sending out these offers all over this, we're not looking up the streets. We're not looking up the details on this one. It's in the county. It met this criteria. I don't have all that information yet until they call me back. Now I'm really looking hard at it. So it might be worth more. It might. It might be worth six. I might give them five. I don't know. I might come up to eight. I don't know. I got to do my homework. So that's scenario number one. I up my offer and everybody's happy. Scenario number two is I still don't agree. We talk about it. You know, I explain why I valued it at that. I stand firm with my offer and I leave the door open. You know,
so in any of these scenarios, you really have to kind of do your due diligence, check it out on Google Earth and run through your like engineering checklist is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that all starts with getting the APN and then reviewing on Google Earth and saying, you know, and then you're going to say to yourself, Jill, one of these three outcomes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I agree. We up it. We meet somewhere in the middle. Or whatever. I don't agree. And I've had this all the time. I'm like, you know what? And we've gone back and forth with people. And I've said, you know, gosh, I appreciate it. This is my highest and best offer. And I've said that. And, you know, hey, take your time, sleep on it. The door's open. A week from now, you change your mind, call me back, you know, and we'll talk about it, you know. And that happens. And that's okay. Because there's no way, usually it's like, I'm at 2 and they're at 10 or 15. I'm not going to do 2 to 15, you know, kind of thing.
You mean 2,000 to 15,000.
Right, 2,000 to 15,000. And it's often they don't know.
Yeah,
they think it's worth that. Right. They have no, they're like, well it has to be because my brother sold a property in Orange County, California for this money. Well, it's because it's Orange County, California. You're talking about West Texas. You know, you have to kind of help them. If you will, they don't know. So that's that. And then the third scenario is, okay, so back to second scenario is, they might come back. They often do come back. So make sure you leave on good terms and leave the door open. And, you know, and you can even say, this is all I've got, my acquisition funds right now. You know, I've got $2,000 left to spend this month. I'm happy to give it to you, but that's all I've got, you know, kind of thing. And that's it. Mm-hmm. So, and then the third scenario is, it's still, he's at 8, I came up to 6. He still won't come down from 8. I can maybe find some comps that show maybe as a wholesale deal I could sell it for 10 or 12. All right. So here's what we might do, Mr. Jones. You're pretty set on $8,000. Would you be agreed to signing an option agreement for me to try to sell it for you? Let me go out there. Give me 90 days and I'll try to sell it. And if I can sell it, you know, and make sure you get your $8,000 out of it, you know, would you be okay with that? Oh, okay. Heck yeah. So now what I'm going to do is I'm not out any money, by the way, because I wasn't really happy with the $8,000, but let's test it. So I'm going to go out. He signs a quick little one-page thing, sends it back to me. So we're all on the same page that I get 90 days to work on this and try to go sell it. So now I'm going to put it out there for $12,000 or $13,000, whatever I think, and all over the place and see what happens. You know, maybe he was right. Maybe I get, so then I get someone comes back to me for, they want to buy it at, you know, $11.99. We agree on that. Okay. So I take the $11.99. I give him his $8,000. And I get the money in the middle. So I'm good with that too.
What Jill described is the original and long-lasting model for zero-down real estate. Mm-hmm. That phrase has gotten so overused and so bogus all over the internet and on late-night TV. But what she described, we still do it all the time. It's completely legit and everybody wins. It just doesn't happen overnight. And you're probably not going to end up owning a yacht doing this. And that's the truth of zero down real estate. It's very possible. We do it all the time. It's not that hard. For very detailed information on it, you can go to Land Academy and search that topic through the blogs, or better yet, go to Success Plant and ask, get yourself a username. It's free, and ask our existing members if this optioning thing, what it's all about, how it works. It's pretty neat. And Jill does a lot of option deals. It's mm-hmm. You're taking an acquisition that otherwise you would have said, no way, Mr. Oregon, we're too far apart. Thanks very much. Call me when you get real. You never want to do that. You don't want an acquisition to go to waste. You want to make it work, even if it takes 6 or 8 months. So Jill, that's well said. That's exactly how I would do that too.
You know what else too? Let's say 90 days pass and nothing's happened. Now I'm going to go back to Mr. Jones and say, all right, I'm still happy to offer you 6. I came up to 6 or 5 or 1,000, whatever I came up to. Hey, I'm still happy to do it at this number. You know, does this work for you? He might go, yeah, okay. I waited 90 days now. Still nothing's happening. All right, I'll take it. That might happen.
You know, the other thing too, Jill, specifically with you, is that gives you 90 days to on and off talk to the seller and befriend him even more. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of like in your secret toolbox. Mm-hmm. You just really befriend these people and eventually they're just like, yeah, oh my gosh, yes, I really do want to sell it to Jill because I like her. Even if they're talking to other people, which they never are, they're not going to like her. You have to get these people to like you.
Do you want to know another Jill secret?
Yes. That's why we have the podcast. Absolutely. Okay. I learned stuff from this podcast, by the way.
Thank you. Here's a secret. See if you can uncover why they want that money. There's often an underlying story. For example, I had a woman who had a very ill pet that had a vet bill hanging over her head for $1,000. When I finally uncovered what this money was for and why she was motivated to sell the property, I'm like, oh, you can uncover what's going on a little bit. That might help you with the negotiation and figuring it out, you know? So there might be something behind why he's asking X.
That is priceless advice.
Thank you.
That's the takeaway. Find out why they want to sell it. Find out what the trigger is, what the uses of the cash are. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just want to get off their checklist. Those are my favorite deals, by the way. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of triggers and a lot of reasons that people, you know, we've collected them over the years. But I think my favorite is, can you just get this out of my life, please? You know, mm-hmm. I'd like to be done with it.
Yep.
I think that covers the topic, Jill, don't you?
I think so. I think we did great.
Well, in that case, join us in the next episode or in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in property investment. And that would be in session 3 of 8 and in life. Nice work, Jill. I swear, I really do. I learn stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
You
very
are a
much.
Pro at this. Did you sell used cars before this?
Right. You think I would. No, you know what the key is? You just got to listen. So many people don't listen. They just talk and railroad over people, think they know, they assume they have all the answers, and they know how it's going to play out. That's not always the case. You got to take a step back and listen to your caller and your seller and your buyer, you know, and you might work with them in a little bit, but that gets the deal done sometimes.
Right.
And then, gosh, and you know, and it, you never know what's going to come back to you too. We laugh about this because we've had transactions where, you know, we dealt with one family member, and next thing you know, remember, years later, the other family member's calling us back because they remember Dad talking about this great transaction.
Yep.
He didn't know us. He didn't at all or anything. So that stuff happens too.
Yeah. So I guess really the big picture is if you can't get together on the price with a person, never burn the bridge or cut them off or anything like that. It's just in most cases, I would actually love to hear a live ballpark percentage from you. In most cases, you're going to end up doing some version of the deal. Mm-hmm. It just might not be that month. It might not be for that price. But, you know, I mean, what percentage do you really end up doing something with that person?
That's a really good question. I would say north of 75%.
Oh, my God. 75? Really? I'm not joking. I would have said like 50. Yeah. I mean, that's why you do that, run that department, and I don't. I do mm-hmm. other stuff. 75%?
It's pretty good because we don't sell out. They're motivated to sell every, you know, when they call back, Stephen, they're calling for a reason. They're not calling because, oh, it's laying on my whatever. They're motivated. You just got to figure out what their motivation is and what the right price is and figure out something.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that 75% number is not, when I say, if you send 100, we throw all these historical statistics around. Send 100 letters out. If you do it correctly, you're probably going to purchase a property or two or even five. In our case, because we're so experienced, it's closer to five. Mm-hmm. For new people, it's usually one or two. And, you know, that doesn't take into account any of that 75%. I'm talking about just deals from the next 2 weeks after right. the mailer goes out, you know, not 5 years later, the residual.
Yeah, when they call back, I think our closing percentage is pretty good.
Yeah, so, I do too.
Thank you. Do you want to do a role play? I don't know if we should do a role play.
Should do it because we promised and I think it's funny as heck. If not for any other reason, I like doing it.
Okay, so this time, wait, you were?
I was the buyer.
That's right. So now I'm me and you're the seller.
Okay.
So you do the...
I'm along the lines of this show, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to want more money.
Okay, good. All right. Do the ring ring.
Ring ring.
Hello, Jill at Land Companies.
Who is this?
Hi, my name is Jill. How are you?
Jill, why did you call me? Who is this?
My name is Jill. Do you have my phone number there in front of you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I called you. Somebody was talking to me. I'm going to turn the TV down. 1 second. Okay, Jill.
What were you watching?
I was watching Matlock.
Isn't that a great show?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they just don't make shows like that anymore. CSI sucks. Matlock is great.
Watch your language, young man.
I'm sorry. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Hey, Jill, listen. Ethel, my wife, she mm-hmm. passed away 6 months ago.
Oh, and sorry.
Thank you. And I have to clean all this stuff up because my no good kids, they won't help me with anything. I have a piece of property in California. I live in Delaware. and you sent me a letter 18 and a half years ago, and I would like to sell it. I think I'm ready to sell it to you. Are you, please tell me you're ready to buy it. Do you buy property in that area still?
We do. What was your last, what was your name, please?
I forgot. I don't think I mentioned it to you. Maybe I did. This is Jason from Delaware. Jason Smith.
Jason from Delaware. Thank you. Well, 18 and a half years ago. That's great. Thank you. Are you retired, Jason?
Well, yes, I don't make money plumbing anymore. I used to, but I still plumb everybody's house.
That's really good.
I live in a nursing home.
I'm a good plumber. I'm sure you do. Oh my gosh. How come I'm always the straight one and you're always the funny one?
Because you're a good straight man.
Thank you. Well, Jason, since it was 18 and a half years ago, I'm guessing we offered about, I don't know, was it $1, $1.50?
You know, 18 and a half years ago, a cup of coffee was 48 cents in Delaware. But you people in California may be a little more expensive for you. There's probably half a tax. There's probably a lot of tax in coffee for you in California. Are you in California?
No, I'm in Arizona.
Oh, I love Arizona.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of people from Delaware that come out here, especially right now because it's March and April.
I went down there in 1948 with my wife, Ethel, and we had no air conditioning and it was hot.
Oh, yeah. That's why you come in March and April.
Yeah.
Got it.
Anyway, are you going to send me the money on this property? You offered me $3,000 back then. I think it's worth, because it's so long ago, I think it's worth $6,000 now.
Okay. Where is it again?
In California, where you live.
Okay, let's get all the details. Blah, 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 blah. I got all the details. Now, I'm not probably not making an offer on the same call, but we're going to just, so we'll jump ahead. So, Jason, we talked.
You want to call me back and do your research and you let me know.
I already did that.
Okay.
just fast forwarded.
Second call. Hello.
All right, Jason?
Yes.
Hey, I did my homework. Thank you so much. Hey, nice to talk to you. By the way, hope the weather's nice there in Delaware.
Yes.
I'm not plumbing too many toilets today. That's a messy job.
How do you know I'm a plumber?
Because you told me that, Jason.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
I love being a plumber.
I'm good. I know. I bet retiring was hard for you. So anyway, I'm not going to ask what you plumb now. Anyway. So, Jason.
These were supposed to be the shortest shows ever.
I know. They're turning the longest. So, Jason, here's what I came up with. I appreciate that you think it's worth $6,000, did you say? And I'm at $3,000, I think.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that and I understand it. I put a lot of homework in and I checked the area. I looked at some other properties. I looked around what things are kind of doing. And here's what I can do. I can up it to $4,000 and I can have a cashier's check to you in your hand. Oh. On Friday. You don't even have to leave the nursing home. You don't even have to change out of your slippers. How's that?
Yes.
Done.
Yes, okay, good. Yes.
Okay. And then we'll get into more about that later because that's in another call. Tell me about how I do it.
Great work, Jill.
Thank you.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.